This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you, James. So I've heard it. I've forgotten how good this is. Crank this up, please. With the bells are far behind. Where trouble melts like lemon drops. High above the chimney top, that's where.
He's fantastic. Israel, and then his last name is, it's Hawaiian. It's difficult. Kamakawiwoa?
I believe
it's Israel. We'll call him Israel.
Kamikaze.
His first name is Israel.
Somewhere over the rainbow, there's a world where birds sing every day and every night. Flowers bloom across every land. Every problem has 10,000 solutions. And people live lives only to love and be loved. How about that? Thinking about what happens, excuse me, over the rainbow. Because that's kind of, you know, we all have our own realities. For some people, that's a reality. There's a lady that I know, or knew because she passed away this week. I've known her for 50 some odd years. She married a guy. Loved him. Loved him. Loved him. Loved him. Guy died a year or so ago. And every time I've seen her or heard anybody make reference to her, they all said the same thing. She wants to be with Joe. So she has found her version of whatever it is that's on the other side of the rainbow. Right? That's what she wanted. She wanted to be with him. She wouldn't commit suicide, but she managed to get herself into a situation where she had a heart problem and shoveled snow and see you later. That's the way it is, right? That's some people, you think that all this stuff happens by accident. No, it doesn't. People figure this stuff out. Here's something, speaking about things that don't happen by accident. This is a great story about a grandmother who is now a published author. Thanks to a wonderful gift. She had dreamt of becoming an author. She'd been at it for years and years and years. There was a video that was posted. Chad Cooper, who uses the name Moose Behaven. Excuse me. On the video, you see this guy, Chad Cooper, giving his grandmother a gift bag. Grandma's name is Barbara Ryko. He says it's not a living, moving thing. No, that's what she asked him. Is it something in there that's going to bite me? Because apparently he was quite he liked to play, you know, little tricks on people. Anyway, the bottom line is that it wasn't, the lady had always wanted a dog, but it wasn't a dog. She was given a bigger surprise, a copy of a children's book that she wrote, titled More, More, More. She wrote the story in 1972, Jay. She spent 40 years trying to get it published and kept getting rejected. And then her grandson took action, Mr. Cooper, He remembered back to when he was 6 or 7. She showed him the book and talked about the book. And it was an ongoing thing with her for many, many years. He said, I eventually helped her with her computer, saw the file on her desktop, and I thought, wow, this might be a really great opportunity for a gift. So he sent it, and the rest is history. This guy works in the self-published book industry with an author. And so this... This video has 4 million views so far. And so you can imagine at this age, and what is she, almost she's 90, I think, isn't she? Something like that. This book, More, 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 follows lady named Prissy Miss, who's befriended by a girl who teaches her the importance of gratitude and the power of make-believe. Isn't that what children's lives is supposed to be about, right? Make believe. They teach great lessons that way. Anyway, this is I don't want to go through the whole thing about the book and what the mainstay of the book is. But I'm trying to figure out whether this has been produced in mass. Jay, a number of I guess a couple hundred copies were made and sold initially, but I wonder if it's been in a run so they could go to libraries, let's say, or be available, because it looks like another one of these great children's books.
Yeah. Or if it's and one of those more. Ones where people can just do it themselves and then they buy
yeah,
a bunch of
yeah.
copies.
You know, you
but at
hit
that
the
point, you can also, yeah, you could sell it yourself, or you can even donate it to some libraries.
Yeah. You hear all the time stories. We have, what is that, commercial, James, that we run for the self-published whatevers, whoever you want to write a book, then call us.
Yeah, USA Audiobooks,
that kind of
yeah.
stuff. Right. Okay. So, anyway, she right now is feeling very good about herself. She felt that this was her way to help other people accomplish their dreams. And very nicely done by the grandson. Good for her. Yeah, this is, you know, there are many firsts, and isn't it great that we have, that people care enough to do things like that for others. Very cool. All right. Let's talk about NASA, my favorite. Go to the NASA website, and you can read today the bold, this sounds like a William Shatner thing. They're going to go boldly where no man has gone before. They're going to try something that has never been tried before. You've heard that the International Space Station is running out of juice, and in the next 10 years, it'll fall out of orbit. So what they're trying to do is lay the groundwork to safely take the space station out of orbit and landed in the ocean. Now, if you don't think that's going to be a trick and a half, because you don't really, this doesn't have a steering wheel. It doesn't have flaps on it like an airplane. It's a big hunk of metal that's in the sky that was put up high enough so that it would get into an orbit and stay there. But because of the gravitational pull, they knew sooner or later, you know, after it had been up 35 years or so, that would be the end of it, and it's going to come down to the Earth. So imagine the space station crashing into New York City. Ah, that wouldn't be too cool. And that's what NASA figured out. So they're going to deorbit the space station and land it somewhere. And I think it looks like it's going to go into the Pacific. That's what they're talking about. There is what they call an RFP, a request for proposals for private companies, in the next month to submit proposals for a new spacecraft that's going to use different kinds of propellants. In other words, they're going to put another, you know, NASA will find Boeing or somebody that'll put a new International Space Station up there. But in the meantime, they want to have it built up there, so that when the space station goes down in 2030 or 31, that they'll have the new space station to go up there, the new International Space Station. But anyway, I just thought that this was interesting when I saw that. There have been 260, do you call them astronauts? What do you call them? Spacefarers? 20 different countries have put people into the space station. 163 have come from the U.S., and the rest have come from mostly Russia, China. You know, this is a perfect
example. Astronauts and cosmonauts, they're just called different things based on location.
Right, exactly. Right. Anyway, so the crew that's up there now, by the way, has been up there since September. They will be coming down in late March or early April. And they're all, I think, a bunch of Russians and Americans and I don't know who else is up there. But you know what? It's very interesting also to read about how these guys get along. They pay no attention to international politics. They all become friends. There's no, I mean, how else can you survive up there for 8 months or more? If you, there's four people up there in that space and you got no place to go, you're there. So you better make the best of it. And they do. It's a great way of understanding how, you know, we can all get along if we want to. Meanwhile, back to the landing of the space station. They have a couple of different options for decommissioning this thing, and they're going to disassemble it while it's in orbit. They can kick it up. The jets on the side of it can kick it up into a higher orbit, so they can take it apart, and then the pieces they can plan when they drop them to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere. Some of this stuff, if it's small enough, will burn up in the atmosphere, but some of the stuff is too big and they can't do it any other way. The truss structure, the modules and that sort of thing. This is not going to be easy to disassemble the thing. And unfortunately, the one thing that they didn't figure on was what to do with this thing when it runs out of steam. So now they've got to come up with basically a way of bringing cutting torches up into space to be able to cut the thing up and then, you know, send it down into uninhabited waters. And they're working on that now. They got, you know, what, how many years? 7, 8 years to figure it out. But at any rate, that things, the things that don't vaporize when they come back into orbit, is, you know, they want to send it into a place, obviously. I don't want to look up in the sky and see a piece of the space station coming down to Framingham, do you? I don't want to come down to Cleveland.
So horrifying.
I don't think that's a good idea. So they got the right idea. Good for them. Here we are at 18 after. You're listening to Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
All right, 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Social media in our focus. Technology, or at least that part of the equation, is what we focus on here. I noticed, Jay, that Bill Gates is coming out very strong when it comes to AI. But now he has predicted that AI will be transformative for everybody, and it'll only take 5 years. What do you think of that?
Transformative in a good way or a bad way?
Well, that's apparently the question. He says that 40% of jobs around the world will be affected. He doesn't say 40% of the jobs around the world will be wrapped around AI. He doesn't
enhanced,
disagree with...
Enhanced, utilized, obsolete.
Yeah, right. Absolute. Obsolescence. Is that obsolete? What? Obsolescence. If you're obsolete, is obsolescence a word? Comes close anyway. We know what we're talking about. Anyway, he doesn't disagree with the notion that this is going to be bad for employment, but he also said, and he displayed at this meeting, that every new technology has fear attached to it, and then new opportunities. He says, go back to agricultural productivity in the 1900s. And then look at what agricultural productivity, well, you should know he's buying up all his land. And so he's trying to put a good spin on it, but what would you expect? It's like General Motors isn't going to tell you that their cars suck, right? So he's not going to tell you that AI, because he's got a lot of money in it, is going to not be good. However, on the other side of this equation are a lot of Americans who actually went to Washington this week to share their concerns about AI. A lot of fear about election interference now, along with the job insecurity stuff. Americans say their biggest concern about AI, at least this year, is they're afraid that the rapidly advancing technology could lead to voter manipulation. Of course it can, and of course it will.
It will, yeah. But not enough people even question what they need. I mean, there are so many threads going on social media right now of certain images where people are commenting of, like, how is this real, blah, 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 and, like, all of these things, and commenting as if it's real when really it is an AI-generated piece of content, and not enough people are questioning the validity of it. People just see something and they roll with it. There's that whole saying that I feel like has been around for decades, since the birth of Google, really. But, well, if it's on the Internet, it must be true.
But then let's go back to what Bill Gates said, going back to the 1900s when much of what was done on farms was hand-done instead of mechanically done. And now look at the state of agriculture today. Much of it is done mechanically. And that's advancement, that's progress, that's the whatever new world order, I don't know what you call it. But and a lot of farming, you know, because of, I'm a farmer, just me being a broadcaster, I know what's going on in the AI department. I see some of the new things. I'm staying as far away from it as I can because I don't like it. I don't think it helps, at least not the family farm concept that I have. Yeah, there are guys that I know who have dairy farms, milk a couple hundred cows, that they're putting robots in to milk the cows and robots in to clean the manure and stuff. I suppose that's progress, but and I guess I don't have a – I don't think the cows respond as well to that kind of technology, to having, you know, they know they are fed at a certain time, three times a day. The cows go into a chute, and as they're being fed, the machine automatically goes up and cups their teats, and they get milked for 3 or 4 minutes, enough time for them to finish their feed, and then the machine comes off automatically, and the cow walks out. That's it. So... I don't know. I can't. That's a long way from using your hands to squeeze the milk out of a cow's udder. But that's part of what, you know, one example of many. But, yeah, look out for AI when it comes to the election for sure. 28 after on Good Day.
Should you be a one-car family? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. My 15-year-old Ford Escape was literally held together by duct tape and Gorilla Glue, but the dealer who sold me my new car gave me $1,500 for it. When supply chain issues slammed the brakes on new cars and car parts, dealers' new and used inventory dried up, and lots of us who were sent home during the pandemic shutdown continue working there. And lunching at home is a whole lot cheaper than ordering takeout at the office. Given your new normal, and with dealers begging to buy used cars, should you sell one if it's mostly just sitting there? How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention on New Hampshire, following former President Trump's landslide victory in the Iowa caucuses.
Both Trump and Biden, you look at the fact that they are still focused on the past, whether it's investigations, whether it's grievances.
Nikki Haley gaining momentum in the polls. Trump spoke about his former UN ambassador at a rally of his own late Tuesday.
Is counting on the Democrats and liberals to infiltrate your Republican primary. You know that. That's what's happening.
The oldest serving member of the U.S. Senate is now in the hospital. Staffers for Republican Senator Chuck Grassley informed reporters the 90-year-old is receiving antibiotic infusions to treat an infection. His office indicated Tuesday that Grassley is still in good spirits and will get back to work as soon as he's able under doctor's orders. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com. For the whole family.
And it's gonna be a good day.
I know it's gonna be a good day.
Now I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Lance Evan Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
We have a main...
That's for sure. Tom Hanks playing the captain. I wish we had... This is the original audio of that, actually, when it was going on. Excuse me. Apollo 13. Was it Apollo 11? Apollo 13, I think. When...
Apollo 11 was the moon landing. Yeah, Apollo 13 was the
next. Yeah,
season.
13 was the next. Yeah, right. When the side of the spacecraft halfway to the moon blew off. Oh, what do we do now? None of them thought they were going to make it. The fact that we were talking about the International Space Station coming apart and, crashing into the ocean, or they figure they're going to try to fix it so that it goes where they want it to go. But imagine, out here halfway, but you're 175,000 miles headed toward the moon. You're a day and a half almost 2 days away from the Earth, and the side of this little capsule that's the size of a Volvo and blows off. you look out the window. Here's the original, by the way, I think, isn't it?
Okay, we've had a problem here.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Yeah, they've had a problem, all right. But to the credit of the people at NASA, the ingenuity of the people that were on the spacecraft itself, which had less technology than that iPhone that you hold in your hand. That is a mind blower in and of itself, right? Look at your iPhone. Figure out what you can do with your iPhone. You have more power in your hand in that iPhone than they had in that Apollo space capsule headed to the moon. And the side of it blows off. Anyway.
Well, and who was the astronaut that he was supposed to go up with them? And I think it was measles or something that he ended up having to be grounded. But because he was on the ground, he was able to help them.
His part was played by Tommy Lee Jones. I can't remember what his name was, but yes. Yeah. Yeah, it was. I don't remember. It wasn't Lovell. I don't think.
Mattingly was his real name.
Mattingly, that's it. Yes, you're right. Yep, yep. And he was the one. You're right. He helped figure this all out. Very, very good.
Very sneaky.
No, it wasn't played. It wasn't played by Tommy Lee Jones, because Tommy Lee Jones.
He wasn't in that.
No, that was another movie. No, there's another movie that he ended up dying on. It was Gary Sinise that played it in this movie. But Tommy Lee Jones was in one of these movies, but it wasn't that. He was in the one with Clint Eastwood and James Garner, the old space guys, and he ended up on the moon and dying there.
Space Cowboys?
Yeah, right. That was a great movie. That was filmed actually at the Kennedy Space Center when my friend Jay Honeycutt ran it. They had a movie. They had a TV show with Corbin Burnson that originated there for 3 years while he was running. The rest of the people, those are all a bunch of hotshot government employees. Jay was one of the most wonderful people. I usually stop and see him every year. He lives down there on the Space Coast still. Fabulous guy. He gave me more opportunities to see more stuff. If he'd have been able to arrange it, he would have sent me out on a space. He would have sent me out into space. Anyway. That's the good stuff. All right, let's see what's going on here. JetBlue, we seem to be up in the air a lot today. JetBlue wants to buy out Spirit Airlines. The Fed say, maybe not. A federal judge has sided with the Bidenistas, so they are blocking JetBlue from buying Spirit. Two bad airlines don't make a good one, I'll tell you that. The Fed say it would reduce competition. If it comes back up again when Trump gets reelected, probably go through. But they'll bide their time, and they'll fiddle and faddle, and they'll complain, and they'll say, oh, this is terrible, and yada, yada, yada. But for now, you will not see two bad airlines put together to come up with one good one. Spirit Airlines lost half of its value in the stock market. JetBlue went down about 8% yesterday. Anyway. This thing's been sitting around in federal court for about a year. There was a deal between American Airlines and JetBlue for what they call the Northeast Alliance, which basically gave monopoly from Boston to Miami. And so the two airlines would control all the passenger traffic, more or less, and that got tossed out as well. So, anyway, let's see what else is happening here from the Vote for Me, I'm Joe Biden department. The cost to overdraw a bank account could drop. It's amazing how these things just come out of thin air. Somebody in the Biden administration has figured, we're going to help you out. Just before the election, think about this. We all know what a bank overdraft costs, $29. That's what it costs me. What does it cost you?
That's the thing. It's different at every single bank. Some of them will charge per overdraft item. Some will only charge per overdrafted day. Some will not charge. They'll give you like a 10-day grace period. All banks have their own set of rules, as they should. Let them do their own thing. And if you want a better opportunity for overdraft coverage, then change your bank.
Yeah, a lot of competition. Anyway, while the Bidenistas say they want to fix this unnecessary burden on American consumers, this change could potentially come before the election. Wow. And eliminate billion. Well, this is true. Eliminate a lot of money in fines and fees. Isn't there supposed to be a whole proposal to eliminate fees and fines for pretty much everything? Like the airline ticket that you buy and what you pay when you go to the hotel. All that stuff's supposed to be. I thought that was part of a bill that was going to eliminate that stuff. Anyway, so the banks don't like it. What a surprise that is. Show me one banker who voted for Joe Biden. One. Just give me one. Show me one banker that voted for Joe Biden. I think you would have a hard time finding one of those guys. Anyway, so.
Easier to find somebody who voted for Joe Biden originally than to ask, will you vote for Joe Biden again?
For him now? Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I think, frankly, and I don't know if I want to say this publicly because I don't know that I want to say it publicly, but I'm going to. I believe Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States. I'm not going to vote for him, but I think he's going to be the next president. I don't see Biden winning. I think what did Trump say? He's going to skunk him or whatever the verbiage was. But between now and then, all the news coverage, all the yammer, blah, 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 back and forth, all of these pontificators on some of these stupid news channels, it's all a waste of time. I would like to see Kennedy as the next president, but and I'm going to vote for him, and so a lot of other people are. I probably shouldn't put that energy out there, right, because thoughts are things. So maybe don't let me say that again, Jane, all right?
Oh, well, yeah. Sure, no, but it's definitely going to come down to a Biden-Trump. I think we can all agree on that. And we've seen what both of them can do as president, so there's your option.
So now, just I'm looking at some of the stuff, because New Hampshire, I told you, all of the news stations, newscasts, Boston TV stations get up in New Hampshire, so they're all loaded with, the Haley people have spent millions, literally, on the primary up in New Hampshire. So Haley, apparently today, as the primary shifts to New Hampshire, she has taken it upon herself to take a shot at Trump. And I don't understand that as a... it just doesn't make any sense to me. Why would she do that? But she's doing it. So, okay, good luck to you. You might eliminate yourself from that second position from being considered for it if that's what you want. Here in Massachusetts, a community on the south shore of Boston, Pembroke, the school committee is considering, listen to this, implementing a policy which prohibits teachers and administrators from displaying or discussing their political and social views. I'm for that 100%. However, the policy was turned down, voted down, because the staff said they didn't like it. The policy would have barred anybody in a teaching position from doing things like displaying pride flags, wearing buttons supporting any candidate. The school committee convened and talked about it for an hour and a half. Three or four dozen people testified in opposition to the policy, and they were mostly teachers. Where are we going, and what are we doing to ourselves? Why in the world should your child be subjected to a teacher telling them to vote for Joe Biden, because that's what most of the teachers are going to tell them anyway? No, that doesn't build an independent thinker. It doesn't build a brighter future. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what you think about Trump, same thing could be true down south where the teacher wears a Trump button in class. No.
Teach them how to think, how to do their own research and come up with their own idea of whom they want to vote. If they were old enough, how they would vote.
Right.
Teach them how to think, how to pick, not just, I like these people and they're telling me to vote for this person, so then that person must be the right choice. No, make up your own mind.
Nope.
And realize they're all goobers.
Mm-hmm. They're all goobers. I love that. All right, speaking of goobers, North Korea launching a ballistic missile over Japan and out into the South China Sea over Japan and South Korea. These little bunch of dunderheads. The launch appeared to have been a shorter range ballistic missile than the others that have been tested recently. The missile was launched from that area where they have their base in Pyongyang, whatever, however you pronounce it. So they strongly condemned it. You think North Korea cares that you strongly condemn it? Oh, what a waste of breath on somebody's part. Anyway, what's to be proven by all of this is the question. So what it does is bring Japan, the U.S., and South Korea closer together. More military operations. There are, a lot of disputes that have lingered between the Japanese and the South Koreans. That's over now. Forget that. This is a common enemy. But what do you do about it? I mean, what do you do with this guy? Again, if we wanted to, we could do what we did with Bin Laden. Could do with him. And what am I advocating here? What does this sound like? If I say put a bullet in his head, you should put a bullet in Putin's head. Is that contrary to my goodwill and good wishes way of living? Am I being a hypocrite by saying that? I don't think I am.
Well, extremist terrorism is one thing, and then you look at elected officials or people who were once elected and then were like, I'm not giving up the seat, I'm going to keep changing the rules. That's a slippery slope.
All right, I'll take that under advisement. Thank you. 48 after on the Good Day program.
Feeling trapped with that old phone? Don't. Getting a new phone is easy. Come into Verizon and get one of our best phones on us with Select Trade-In on Unlimited Ultimate Plan and get a plan that helps you save by only paying for what you need. Act now and get a brand new phone at your Verizon store today. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate Plan required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Sherwin-Williams during the January winter sale, January 12th through the 22nd, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
After the hour here on the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen. Jay and I have the company of Warren Eckstein. We're thankful for him, his expertise when it comes to handling issues with your pet. His weekend program is on the air on many of the same stations carry this program. You should look for it at thepetshow.com. Also, you should look for his brand of minerals, vitamins, hugs, and kisses, which he talks about on his program. As a matter of fact, I think, don't you give hugs and kisses to everybody who calls the program?
Oh, not everyone, but a lot of people get hugs and kisses.
Okay. All right. All right. So the Guinness Book of World Records has a problem with this dog, supposedly the oldest dog ever. They have suspended the title that was given to this dog that died last year, supposedly 31 years old, a guard dog, lived on a farm in Portugal. So why is this a problem? I don't understand who started this. Why would they want to disrupt? I just don't understand what the story is, and I bet you do.
Well, you know, Guinness Book is, they're always being, someone's always testing them. How do you prove how old a dog is if you don't know exactly
That's
when
right.
the dog was born? You know,
why do you care?
I saw a commercial on TV the other day for dog food. I know we're going to talk about dog food. It says if you feed your dog this dog food, the following dog, this one lived to be 22, this one lived to be 23, this one lived to be a great thing to live to be 27 years old. I would give that guy my house if he shows me a 27-year-old great dog. I would give him my house tomorrow. So, and Guinness Book of World Records, they send people out. They want, you know, the Lucy Pet Food Company I work with, they just set a record with one of their dogs that was the fastest dog to run around the bases at Dodger Stadium.
Really?
So You could do anything. In terms of the oldest dog, I don't think anyone really can determine who is the oldest dog that ever lived. It could be somewhere in someone who you'll never even put their dog up for Guinness Book of World Records. I have people call me on the show that say they have a dog that's 23 and 24, and, you know, it's a smaller breed, and I believe that. But this dog they showed in Guinness, he was a pretty good-sized dog. So the fact that he was 36, 37, I don't know, maybe Portuguese counting. I wasn't American counting.
Portuguese numerals, yes.
Yeah, their numbers might be a little different. Just like today when I'm doing this phone call with you, I feel so much more wide awake because I'm in Arizona and it's 6 o'clock instead of my normal 5 o'clock for me.
Yay! Charlotte lived to be 15, and everybody is astonished that a bulldog would live that long. My goal for Daisy is to have her last that long as well, if not longer, for heaven's sakes.
Well, here's the secret.
Yep.
Healthy diet, good exercise, and a lot of love and good veterinary care. Just like anything else. So many dogs. And that's why I take my dogs to the vet. They go to the vet every 6 months to a year because if there is a problem, with all the modern stuff out there, they can help resolve it and work on it. So it's important to get those checkups. Real important.
Right. And it's important to have it. As it happens, the vet that I'm going to is a friend of my daughter's husband. And she's very, very careful. Is very, very personally involved. I just think that that's cool. It's wonderful to have that. Here's, you're talking about dog food. Purina says that the online rumors that the food is no good, the safety concerns that have been raised are not true. You can feel it's safe to feed your dog and cat Purina. What do you expect them to say? Yeah, our food is crap. Our number, right? I mean, they're going to tell you that.
It's interesting about dog food, and I'll tell you what. A lot of dog foods, you know, you can go to the supermarket or look online, you see maybe 50 different types of dog foods. A lot of them are manufactured at the same plant, just given different names on the labels. They might have different ingredients, and they might be this, and they might be that, but a lot of them are manufactured at some plant, maybe in the Midwest or down in Arkansas, where they make 30, 40 different brands of food. So really knowing where your food is made, who's in charge of your food. A lot of the food you see advertised on TV right now and radio that are spending a lot of money, bottom line is this. They're not owned by you. They're not owned by me. They're owned by an investment group. Investment bankers in New York have no idea what they're doing. They invested money, got a vet, put together a dog food, and they're selling it. That's why when I recommend a dog food, I want to be able to know who's in charge of that company, where it's made, do they test their ingredients? All of that stuff is critical. And I think people should spend whatever food they want to feed, spend the time doing the research. And by the way, there's a website called Dog Food Advisor. And anytime there's a recall, whether it be Purina or any other company, you can check it out. So check out Dog Food Advisor. Don't take their recommendations, but you can see what foods might have been recalled or have a problem.
Well, I think the key here is what you just said. There are so many different choices. You educate yourself as to, I mean, there are a lot of them that are expensive. Do they deserve to be expensive? No, but they got you because they've convinced you that theirs is the best. The other side of it is that look at the ingredients, and if you really love your dog, you'll feed them the best food using your own knowledge and skill or listening to somebody like you who tells them what makes sense. That's why I feed my dogs Lucy Pet. My son does as well because of you. All right, Warren Eckstein, 59 after on Good Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.